USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump cutting about $500 million in aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, saying they're not doing enough to prevent migrant caravans from heading to the United States. Border officials say they are on pace to take about 100,000 people into custody just this month. And the president says they're running out of room for all those people. He also says if Mexico doesn't stop two more migrant caravans making their way north, that he'll close the border this week. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report is to be made public soon. Last night, President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani said he's not concerned about what's in it, and neither is President Trump.
Because I know something they don't know. He didn't collude with the Russians at all. He had nothing to do with the Russians.
He spoke on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine, the attorney general, saying he'll release the document in mid-April. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Authorities have arrested a suspect in connection with the death of University of South Carolina student Samantha Josephson on Friday.
24-year-old Nathaniel Rowland has been charged in her death. Police believe Josephson thought the car was her Uber ride. Police Chief William Holbrook.
Collections of blood were obtained by forensic crime scene agents and were submitted to SLED DNA lab for analysis. The analysis concluded that the blood in the suspect vehicle was that of the victim.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Rolling Stones postponing their U.S.-Canadian tour as doctors have reportedly advised Mick Jagger to stay behind and receive medical treatment for an undisclosed illness, something his doctors say he is expected to recover from. Saturday arrests in Germany where police say the 10 people they took into custody were planning to stage a huge Islamist terrorist attack that would kill as many non-believers as possible. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pope Francis in Morocco this weekend, promoting interfaith connections. The Vatican calls it another opportunity to, in its words, continue building bridges between Christians and Muslims. The two-day visit coming after last month's trip to the United Arab Emirates. During that trip, the Pope signed a historic document pledging peace between nations, religions, and races. Jussie Smollett was the talk of the NAACP Image Awards last night, despite skipping out on the event. The Empire actor was up for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series, but lost out to Grey's Anatomy star Jesse Williams. Chris Rock said he was told not to make any jokes about Smollett, but Rock proceeded to then do just that as he presented one of the night's awards. The founder and CEO of Facebook is calling on governments to play a more active role in controlling content on the Internet. Mark Zuckerberg writing an opinion column for the Washington Post. In it, he suggests laws in four areas: harmful content, election integrity, privacy, and data portability. He suggests all social media sites adhere to some common rules that are enforced by third-party bodies. You can find us on the Internet. Yes, we have a newly redesigned website at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.